Yeah, is that cardio?
Yeah. You know what zone two training is? Bullshit.
It's been a long time since the cappuccino was fashionable.
We go to one of those cappuccino places.
Cappuccino.
Practice situational awareness next time you're at the gas station.
It's recording right, now. Now we're live. Hopefully.
Here we go.
Hopefully we're live. We could just be talking to ourselves for 30 minutes here.
Well, yeah. Or for six.
Or for 6 minutes.
Welcome to Gas Station Cappuccino episode 150-something.
150-something.
I think it's... There we go. And with that, I don't know what else you need to know.
Yeah, no. So, solo show today for the boys. I'm not really sure what direction we're going to go today.
Besides, I have something to talk about. 153. We're in 153. 153.
Besides, I smell like coffee from a reel on my face. It's like a full exfoliation. It's good for the skin.
We got to go for it.
You can't half-ass. If you half-ass anything, people are gonna smell it a mile away.
Yeah, man.
I'd rather smell like coffee than smell like half-ass.
I'd rather smell like full ass.
Yeah, that's even more true.
Because then at least people know what it is.
Yeah.
Otherwise, is that ass? Does he smell like ass? Can't place it.
What is that?
What is that?
What's that smell?
What? I don't know what it is, but I know what it isn't.
Half-ass.
It isn't full ass.
Full ass. Speaking of old school.
What shaker is
this old school shaker here?
What's wrong with this shaker?
Like, that's got to be like early 2000s shaker.
No, dude, this thing's like, I got it at the CrossFit Games last year.
Oh, someone's trying to bring it back then or something. Remember those old ones that before the blender bottle existed?
Well, actually, I like this better in blender bottle because, check it out, it has like the mesh thing.
Yeah, that's just what I'm saying. That's old school.
Blender, you know what, man? I'm gonna say it. Blender bottles, like with the ball, it kind of sucks.
Really?
It's like one more thing to. I know you gotta clean this too. I don't know. I just feel like this thing, it's banging around in there, and then like when it's empty, now it's like when you know it's like it's loud and it makes a noise. When you clean it, you gotta like take it out and clean it, and then you put it back in there to dry. Do you put it separate to dry? It's just like there's a lot, and then you lose it. Easier to lose, I think, because you got like, this ball thing.
I just have loose fucking blender balls everywhere.
Yeah, see, whereas this, like, it's just a little mesh grate that sits on top. Like, this is pretty clear. Like, you wash it, and then it just, like, pops back in there, and it's done. And it's not making noise. If I throw it in my backpack and I'm walking, I'm not fucking playing Jingle All the Way.
Yeah. I like the one with the blender bottle, whatever. I don't remember who makes it, because they don't... I don't remember the name. The one that has it in the with the little track that the ball stays on.
Oh, yeah.
That one's nice.
That one's nice. It attached the lid.
Yeah, and it sticks on.
It sticks on.
And then it just goes straight up and down.
Like a stripper pole.
I feel like it works better, A. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't get all fucking, like the ball gets shit inside of it. Like if you're using protein, it gets like clunky.
Yeah.
Where that one doesn't.
Man, speaking of stinky ass, are there many things that are like, a weirder or like pungent smell than like an unwashed shaker? Or like a poorly washed shaker.
Yeah, it's just that sour smell.
It's like that sour, like, was there dairy in this? I don't think anybody should be consuming this product when it's fresh.
It kind of almost smells like dirty laundry, though. It's just like moisture.
Yeah.
It's like a moisture smell.
Yeah, it's the type of smell where you're like, oh, man, they're going to have to replace this drywall.
Yeah. Yeah, there's some water damage here.
There's some water damage here.
Man. Black mold, and you're probably... That's probably why your nose is running all
the time. That's something my high school girlfriend used to say all the time. Some water damage here.
There's some water damage here. My aunt...
I don't know what that means.
My aunt and my grandma were living in this apartment.
They had black mold.
And there was like a lawsuit, and like everybody that was like living in it got like a settlement.
Man, speaking of lawsuits,
you're getting sued.
I know, maybe, but not that I know of. Probably. You know, they say, you know, you're not really in business until you've been through a lawsuit,
or like a cease and desist,
something where you have to like either. Oh, man, I'm going to need to talk to a lawyer about this, or, I'm going to have to contact my insurance agent about this.
Yeah.
Like, if you're not doing one or two of those things, then the letter you got isn't serious enough, and you're still just kind of kicking the tires on the old business situation.
Yeah, that's fair. That's fair.
You know?
I can see that. Especially, like, yeah, someone slips in your coffee shop, you're like, oh, finally, I made it.
Made it. Made Here it. We are.
That's why I got insurance.
So, speaking of... Okay. on that topic, there's this guy, and he is the worst type. This guy, he went around for a while. This was years ago. This was maybe 10 or 15 years ago now. Mm-hmm. But he was going around small towns and going into about other people with disabilities or himself. His sole purpose was just, it was money grabs. Mm-hmm. And he was just shutting down businesses. And they some of them were even like, okay, look.
I know he hit up the squeeze in.
Do I think that your business should be ADA compliant and do the best you can? Yes, absolutely. Right. Sure.
Every building should have access for handicapable people.
That's right. Now, some of these buildings are just old buildings. Like they have waivers where they don't have to like retrofit the entire like doorway and stuff like that.
Yeah, a building that was built in 1935, right. 1950, 1970, whatever. Yeah.
So sometimes it might get waived. Anyway, so he was trying to find any little thing possible. And it's like talking about going down Main Street and like shutting down the flower shop, which is this like family owned business that's been there forever. And like, that's just, they're just putting food on their table. You know, they're not like rich off this thing. They're just running this business, you know. It's like their job.
They're trading their time and their passion for financial, like,
yeah,
you know, they're just like doing enough to get by with something they enjoy,
and
somebody just comes in and fucks that up,
man. And it's just like the worst type of, like,
you got our boy. You got our boy that owns a nutrition shop.
That's it, man.
The guy went down Main Street.
Ah, it's the worst. It's the worst. Anyway, well, so there's that. So happy people, man. And it's like the only goal was to try and like squeeze these little businesses out every dime they had.
Yep.
He was going to businesses he had never been to before, didn't care about, and nothing like that. He's just like, how can I get mine? How can I money grab? How can I ruin these people's fucking lives? So here, my grandparents, my grandfather owned this building, and he'd passed away. And so the building was actually owned by a family trust that my grandma was in charge of. But that was, you know, whatever, the paperwork on that hadn't gone through or wasn't public, because you just go off public records. Mm-hmm. So he files a lawsuit or whatever towards my grandfather.
Oh, you're this guy.
Yeah.
The guy that got our buddies.
Yeah.
Christian shop.
Yeah. And the thing is, my grandfather was dead.
Huh.
And so my grandma's like, yeah, well, I'm not anywhere on this paperwork, and neither is the trust that owns this building. So we're just going to ignore it. And then so he looked like two or three times, reached out, trying like file a suit against the dead guy, and then just moved on to ruin the next people's lives. So my grandma just kind of like got away a little bit there, you know.
What was he trying to get him for?
That was the flower shop.
That was
they owned the building.
It was the flower shop.
They owned the building that the flower shop was in, and that they've owned, like, my grandpa built that building in like 1970.
So clearly this guy's from around the area.
Somewhere in the valley, somewhere in California, something. Just going town to town, like next town down the highway.
I know you say he hit Sacramento pretty hard.
Finally, someone shut him down. Another lawyer was just like, all right, man. Like, they were obviously, these are frivolous suits, and you're going this thing, kind of like brought justice to the whole situation a little bit.
How do you...
I think maybe you just try and prove this guy like isn't doing it for the, you know, the good of the cause.
He's exploiting the system for financial gain.
Exactly. Exactly. Right.
You should be able to lose your bar for that.
I think that's what was going on. I think that someone was like, basically like,
we're gonna take your bar away.
Yeah. Like someone brought it to the attorney general or something, you know, and like the state attorney general or whatever.
Yeah.
So anyway, here's something that's been bothering me.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Have you seen people post about zone 2 training, talking about, I got my zone 2 training in? All this bullshit.
Yeah, is that cardio?
Yeah. You know what zone 2 training is? Bullshit.
Is that like just like low impact cardio, or like low?
All right.
I don't know anything about it. Oh, let me get my guess in.
Yeah.
And then you tell me what it is.
Yeah.
I think what I've seen is that zone 2 is another way of saying like not trying hard cardio.
That is 100% what's going on.
Okay. So I got it.
Oh, I got to get in my, it's zone 2 day. All right.
I've done zero research on zone 2, to be 100% swear to God honest. I've never looked it up. But just from the people that I saw posting
and the things they're posting
and the things they were doing, I'm like, okay, so this just means not trying hard cardio.
So if you want to, I'm sure if you like really research it and look into it, you'll find like, oh, the benefits of blah, blah, blah.
Moving?
On the mic, dude. on the mitochondria level, the this, that, and the other thing, horse shit. It's kind of like how Kyle Strength would make fun of the starting strength program, like the Ripito. It's like how to get kind of strong without working hard. Mm-hmm. It's like, yeah, you get, you know, it'll help a little bit, but like, it's not really the best. So it's similar to that. And here's the thing. So this, I knew what it was, right? But every time I ceased it, basically I'm like, so is this just your coach programming an active rest day? But if he says active rest, he's afraid you're just going to sit on the couch and get fucking Cheeto fingers all over your white underwear. And so he's trying to come up with like something to get you to move a little. That's got, if that's the case, maybe I can like be okay with it. But if you're doing this zone two training, thinking it's making you a better athlete or more fit, you're fucking kidding yourself. All right. Yeah. And let me tell you why. This here's my,
I don't know its purpose.
So here's the deal. So you look it up. What is zone two training? Okay. So training in zone two of whatever. All right. It's at 60% and 70% of your max heart rate for approximately 30 minutes or whatever. Right. So here's the deal. Let's do this real quick. So let me get out a little calculator. And so 220 minus your age is your max heart rate estimated. So 220 minus 38. So that puts me at 182 times 0.6 is 109.2. So 110. So 110 beats per minute is not that fast. Is it faster than resting? Absolutely. But if you go on like a strenuous walk, you're going to kind of hit that. Like if you're like really going, like if you're like
going uphill or something,
going uphill or doing a ruck walk, you're going to be over ruck walk. You might be out of zone two.
Well, it's like towards the
top end of zone two. So we're saying 60 to 70. So we're talking 110 and 125 maybe. All right. Now here's I mean, just for fun, shit. I should just like spend 30 seconds doing air squats, see what my heart rate gets to. But here's the point.
We'll come back to that.
Is the problem is, and the reason why I believe coaches have to program it in is because these people that are following these programs aren't just doing the class at the fucking gym. Mm-hmm. Okay, and this is what I mean.
So you're seeing CrossFit. You're seeing CrossFit.
I'm seeing people that are following like CrossFit competitor style programs.
Got it.
And I think that the people that are writing these programs are incorporating it, one, because it's the hot thing right now. Two, because people like to feel like they're doing something that isn't really that hard, but feel accomplished.
Yeah.
Three, I think they want rest days to be like moving your body, like get a little blood flow instead of just Cheeto fingers on the couch. And four, I think that they just are making up for the fact that they know these people warm up like assholes. Right. Yeah. Now, this is what I'm saying. What I've realized, so I've been doing CrossFit since 2007. And when I go to the classes 3 to 4 days a week, that is the best shape I'm in CrossFit wise.
Mm-hmm.
More so than when I'm like following these specific programs and stuff a lot of times, because here's the deal. It's not just the workout.
Mm-hmm.
The class is so much more than that. I mean, the whole community aspect, that's a whole other deal. That's an entirely different podcast. That's a whole other rant, right? Yeah. But this week, okay, my shoulders kind of bother me a little bit. And so I'm like, you know what? I'm not going to do anything overhead for like a week or two. I'm going to really take it easy on this because it's got to be healed up because we're doing this Murph prep program. Yep. And so I got to be ready to do pull-ups and push-ups with the white vest on Monday.
A lot of shoulder shit.
Right. And so I'm going to like, I'm not even going climbing this week. I'm just like totally like letting this thing rest, letting it breathe.
Mm-hmm.
So Monday, I'm like, all right, I'm going to go work out. But, you know, I could just do the class and modify everything. We're like, I'm just going to do some off the side. I'm kind of in a hurry. I'm pressed for time anyway, you know, whatever. So I go in and I do this workout and it was fine. It's a good workout. It was great. But the thing is, I didn't do a 30-minute workout for this 20-minute or warm up for this 20-minute workout.
Mm-hmm.
I went in, I like did some joint kind of stuff. Oh, all right. I'm ready to move. Joints feel pretty good. Kind of ready to go and do the workout.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah, it was great that I did that workout, but you compare that to going to a class, right? Well, today, for example, it was actually a 20-minute workout, 28-minute workout. But so what do we do for the other 32 minutes of class? Well, say 2 minutes at the end, and that leaves you with 30, and there wasn't really a ton of setup, so that was whatever. Basically, we spent 25 minutes warming up for this workout, doing... you know, a minute of a kind of slow rowing, and then some like Samson stretch, some, you know, like movement, mobility type stuff, do some planks, some star planks. Then you go 30 seconds a little harder on the machine, you get back to the star planks and going through these things, do some front squats, do some push press, getting ready for the thrusters in the workout. You know, I just did goblet squats because my shoulder. But the point is, I'm thinking about it. I'm like, all right, so you got to do your 30 minutes of zone two training. How about you just warm up for the fucking workout?
Yeah, do like either linear movements or the movements with lighter weight, getting loose, stretching.
Like, yeah.
Getting your heart rate up a little bit, break a sweat, go for like a jog.
Yeah, the things you would do.
Other things you would do in the workout.
The things you do in a responsibly.
Some strict pull-ups or something.
A responsibly programmed warm-up.
Yeah.
You know, and so that's the thing is like, the only time you would, if you just, and it just again speaks to like the efficacy of CrossFit, and maybe I sound like a CrossFit fanboy, but whatever. The point is, you go to the gym, and that's why going to classes at a gym is so much better than working out on your and training on your own, because it's not just the workout. It's not just the 10-minute workout or the 20-minute workout or whatever. It's everything else in that class around that. It's that 30 minutes or 20 minutes of warming up in of itself is zone two training. Mm-hmm. You're getting your heart rate up a little, you're breathing a little bit heavy, maybe you start to perspire, especially in the summer or whatever, you know, in the winter, maybe not. The point is your that extra 20 minutes of movement, extra 30 minutes of movement counts as exercise. Mm-hmm. That warm up is, some people would be their workout. The old CrossFit adage, you know, like our warm up is your workout, but it's true. The warm up is in its own right a part of the workout.
Yeah, for sure.
And so anyway, that's my whole thing. Every time
yoga for you or whatever.
Yeah.
You know,
every time I see somebody talk about like zone two training, I'm just like, man, is that really what you need? What you probably need to, if you're doing a thorough 30 minute warm up before every workout, you're already doing zone two training.
Yeah.
It just doesn't have the fancy name.
It's the name. It's just a trendy fucking name.
You didn't pay a guy, you know, $300 a month for him to tell you to do it.
Yeah, exactly. I was doing Marcus Feely's stuff for a while and I really enjoyed it. And then I just, was losing the time because I wanted it. It's a dedicated program. It's an hour long, front to back. If you go through it, start to finish, it works almost like a, I would prefer to be in a CrossFit gym with other people, right. But like it keeps you the way he has his structure. Cause I think not every coach does this, but it's structured in that way where the warm up, there's three workouts listed, right? But it's actually like the warm up and then like the, maybe a strength type of warm up, and everything is all related to the workout at the end.
Right.
So it's like a guideline, or it's more class specific style. Like if I went to a class,
yeah,
it kind of times out about that same time too, which is great.
That's great.
And but yeah, all the warm up workout, the first workout, you're like looking like, oh man, this is like three workouts, but it's like, yeah, this is like any good CrossFit gym has these kind of three
components.
These three components where it's like a legit warm up where I'm like, I'm actually sweating, not like foam rolling before the fucking 15-minute AMRAP.
It all comes back to that rant from the other day, right? Like, what's the best warm-ups? Like, yeah, okay, just someone foam rolls out for 30 minutes and they start and they...
doing a barbell.
Yeah, it's like, nah, man, like, that's not the best thing. And I don't... To be clear, there's nothing wrong with going for a run.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing wrong with going for a ruck walk. I'm not saying you shouldn't do those activities. It's just as a whole idea that like... got to get in my zone two time and
no, I see
thing.
It. And it's
like,
annoying, and it's like,
just like, yeah, man, like you just, I think you're barking up the wrong tree.
Yeah, yeah, you just do a normal warm up. That's gonna be more carryover, better. Like, because you know damn well a lot of these zone two posts I'm seeing, the person's usually on their phone on a bike, just kind of pedaling along. Yeah. It's like, well, that's not really a good warm up. That you're just kind of wasting time.
Like, what are we doing?
They get a barbell in your hands and do some light work and like do some pulls, some dead hangs and some fucking, you know, or something.
Or how about we call it what it is? How about instead of this, oh God, just getting in my zone two today. How about you say this? I didn't really feel like working hard today. So you know what? I went out here and I got my heart rate up a little, increased my breathing rate, feeling good.
Yeah.
That's what's going on.
I think it's
and you know what's wrong
is
with
it the name zone two? That's just annoying.
Nothing's fucking wrong with that.
No, it's not.
Right?
But it makes it sound like it's just like this prestige idea and this new thing. Zone two training. Also referring to
a slightly elevated heart rate
on a bike as training.
No.
No.
Gross.
Keep the word training gross out of it. Just call it moving.
Hey, you know what?
I moved a little bit today.
Hey, got some exercise.
That's fine. Say that.
Yeah,
I moved a little today. Moving a little bit today before my workout.
You know,
I got in my movement today.
Hey, or hey, you know, today's an off day. Want to get some active recovery. So I moved a little bit. Got my heart rate up a little.
No, we should do. We should start our own thing called Move 7.
Move 7.
And we'll just video ourselves walking by a camera.
That's it.
Just walking.
And I say, hey, every
got in my Move 7 today.
Move 7 today. What is Move 7? Hey, you know, we believe 7 days a week you should move your body.
Yeah, Move 7.
Did you get out of bed this morning? Fuck yeah, you're in.
Yeah, you're winning. Well, this is kind of like a participation trophy thing. Is that why everybody can do it? Is that kind of what the zone 2 is? It's like,
oh no,
it's like, man, the new, it's like a participation trophy way of like talking about working out.
I think what it is more than that, that gets me, yeah, that might be it. I don't know. I think that what gets me about it is that people are putting it on like it's this important thing that they're doing. And they're like, look at me doing my zone 2. Like, I'm such an elite exerciser because I'm putting in the zone 2 time. It's like, nah, man, it's active rest. You're moving your body.
Yeah.
Like, which is great.
Yes.
But let's just call it what it is.
Yeah. It's like it's being treated as like a prestige, just like addition.
And those of you that,
working so hard, I'm also getting, make sure I'm getting my zone 2 in.
Yes, exactly. I'm already doing the regular shit. Now, this is my zone 2. This is, you know what it is? It's something you can post. But like, what's my excuse for mailing it in? Because if I post a video of me on the bike on my phone, half fucking around, barely moving, and you're like, oh, I got in my training today, what would you say? You'd be like, oh, really? Oh, you got in your training.
Yeah.
What are you training? What are you training? Your thumbs?
I have a whole other rant.
What is going on
just
here?
About the phrase training.
It's a, dude, me too.
This is just a hobby. It's a hobby. You're doing your hobby, first off. You're not training for anything. The training portion is what you're training for. So you're not training. Training is insinuating that you're doing this for something else.
Right.
Where this is just your hobby. And maybe you're training for life, but also like that's cringy in its own way. But it's like you're done. No, you're just working out, and that's fucking awesome because working out's awesome.
And if you're trying to go to the CrossFit Games, great.
But let's not call it training.
But yeah, but
if, that's different because they're training for but competitive.
But if you're not, if you have no, like, if your sights aren't on competing.
Yes. I mean, you can train and then compete locally.
Sure.
That's fair. But there's a lot of people that like these guys and girls and you know, that are just maybe going into CalFit and like, getting in my training today. And it's like, well, you don't compete in bodybuilding. You don't compete in any, so you mean you're just bodybuilding, you're just working out.
Exercise.
Here's exercise.
Which you should do.
It's like, oh, I got to get in my training today. It's like, okay.
You should exercise.
Yeah, that's great. You're exercising.
That's why I'm believing Move 7.
Move 7 is a movement.
We're doing it.
Yeah, Move 7.
I'm serious. We really should. Because I do actually believe.
It's a good social experiment.
I also believe, though, that you should move. You should do something every day.
Correct. I also think it's totally fun to like get on an air bike and just pedal for a little 30, 45 minutes at a slow pace.
There's nothing wrong with that.
You know, I zone one.
Sorry, just getting my zone 1.8 training.
Sometimes it feels good, though, just to kind of do something repeatedly and like mid-day and just like chill. It's like nice outside. Maybe get some sun, pop the top. Just kind of just paddle around.
Dude, I'll tell you what I do.
But I'm also not acting like I'm working extra for that.
There it is. You know what else? What I do similar is backyard lapse reading in the sun. Mm-hmm. It's like the multi thing, right? It's like you're getting in the vitamin D, pop the top, you take off your shoes, so you get the grounding and the grass. If that is or isn't something, I don't fucking know, but people say it's good for
feels
you.
Good.
And I don't think it's bad for you.
Feels good.
And that's it does. So you go barefoot in the grass, you get your book, and you just walk in circles and you just walk kind of laps around the grass in the backyard in the sun. You take 15, 20 minutes and it feels good. Mm-hmm. You're like reading out there, the sun's shining, your feet on the grass. Zone 1.4.
That's zone. Yeah, 1.4, 1.5.
Those of you that think I'm completely off base and we're being ridiculous, tell me that.
That's
Send me a DM. Danny_Lear, or send an email in podcast@caffeineandkilos.com. Dude, let us know that we're idiots, and that's fine. But you know who else? You know who's an idiot? No, I'm not doing that.
No, yeah. No, that's not that. The thing is, it's another one of those things that is taking something totally normal, relabeling it, repackaging it,
yeah,
and then pretending like it's like something it's something new or something that's like a new thought or a new idea.
Missy Elliott.
There's like a lot.
You got to lay down, flip it, and reverse it.
Yeah, there's a lot of layers to it to mix why it makes it so annoying. It's like, well, okay, this is just like low impact training at a moderate rate to kind of maybe get some blood flow. Like, okay, this is like something that's like very common. Why are we relabeling this and acting like everybody needs to do it every single day or you're not a pro athlete?
It's the walks that we've been talking about doing for years.
Yes.
It's the same thing.
Yeah, take your dog out for a walk in zone two.
Dude,
taking out my garbage, that's zone two? Because I got to pull this heavy thing?
If you do for half an hour.
There's the half hour mark. Okay, that's a little ridiculous. But you know what I'm saying.
But yeah, take your dog for a walk.
Take your dog for a walk.
Take your dog for a walk and like move on that walk. Like if you move on like on take your dog for a walk and like go fast walk, when you get back home, like you're sweating a little bit.
Oh, for sure.
You know, if you're out there walking 12-minute miles, 14-minute miles, like.
Yeah, me and my wife take our dog and and the kids out and we go for about an hour, 15, hour 20. We get in about 3 miles.
Zone two training.
Zone two. Apparently, I've been fucking putting in lots of zone two work.
Dude, you
just haven't been posting about it. I've not been capitalizing on posting about it.
You live in zone two.
I kind of live in zone two.
Here's my question.
Work out 2-3 times a week, live in zone two the rest of the week.
Is it? Which is a great, like, but that's a great training program.
But what's funny, though, is like, I hate that it's like being rebranded as something else. That's the problem.
Yeah.
It's like, no, this is just called living an active lifestyle.
It's called active lifestyle.
We've been doing the active
lifestyle. Move seven.
We've been preaching and printing the active lifestyle for how long? Maybe we need to change our branding to zone two lifestyle. Our whole brand is built around the active lifestyle.
And we do. We talk about active lifestyle crew.
Active lifestyle crew. That means
we've been using that. We've been saying that for years. We've been saying that since the jump.
Keep moving.
Keep moving. Move seven.
Yeah, keep moving. Keep moving on the backpacks.
Dude, keep moving on the backpack.
Active lifestyle crew's been on the merch.
You just figured it out. That's why this triggers me. That's why.
Because we've been saying like what it is. We've been saying and branding what we're talking about since the inception of the brand, right? We've been talking about keeping active, keep moving, move every day.
And people are calling it something else to make it seem like this prestigious thing.
Like this new
idea.
And
there's nothing wrong with just moving.
Yes.
You don't have to act like there is.
Relabel it.
You never relabel it. But if you... I've been chomping
this
on this.
This went farther than I thought it would.
I've been chomping on this all morning. All day. I was yelling at Buddy. This I went to the 6:30 class in the gym this morning. It's over at 7:30. I didn't get out until 7:43. I spent 13 minutes yelling at Buddy about this exact thing.
That's so true.
And I'm like, let me tell you something, bud. I'm all hyped up from the workout. You get the adrenaline pumping. I start getting into it. And he didn't. He was like, he agreed. He was like laughing. He was like, dude, you're so right about this. Like, yeah, the warm up for these workouts, like.
Because that's just, zone two.
It's just become so clear to me over the last like a few weeks of, and this is what I've known, but it's I had this like clarity right around it, which is when I only do the workout and I don't do a full, like what's the difference between the class and just doing the workout?
Big difference.
Lots of reasons, but like the warm-up component, the fact that you work at a lower
zone two
intensity
rate.
For 30 minutes, 20 to 30 minutes, that's an extra 20 to 30 minutes of exercise that you're not getting if you just do the workout.
Oh, you're losing 40% of the
class,
benefits.
Of what you're getting.
Yeah. I mean, if you're showing up late to the gym or not even showing up late, because that shouldn't be accepted, I think, in gyms, but you never know. Sometimes people have... people are more lax and let people...
train.
Well, I mean, like some people just let the same people come in late constantly.
Right.
But if you're showing up to the gym, let's say on time even, and you're half-assing that workout, you're literally throwing 30 to 40% of your money down the drain.
Yeah.
Like you're just like, you're taking your monthly dues.
Yeah. You're paying for an hour.
You're taking, 30, 40% of that, and you're just wiping your ass with it and throwing it down the shitter.
And you know what else? We got, I don't even want to get into it. There's people, that go, and not just my gym, other gyms too.
All the gyms are the same.
Okay, there's...
Same people go to the gyms.
We'll put it this way. If you look at the people who don't do classes, the people that do open gym, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, before I get into this more, it is 100 times better
to do open gym and work out with a group of friends or whatever, even by yourself, than to not do it at all. That is absolutely true. So there's that. If you look at people who do open gym, you basically have, there's like three camps of people.
Mm-hmm.
There's the people who are doing a competitor program and really want to like do local competitions or want to do well in the open. And these people are going to be in pretty good shape. So they're following some program. They're doing, you know, they're not in there for an hour. They're in there for, you know, 2 hours. They're doing 2 to 3, 4 workouts. They're, you know, they're getting in lots of volume and they're kind of doing this thing.
Mm-hmm.
Then there's the opposite side, which are the people who come in, maybe they meet some friends down there. They kind of bullshit. They do a workout and they're really only there about an hour or so anyway. And they're doing a workout, but those people seem to be in worse shape than the people that do the classes.
Mm-hmm.
Now, again, it's fantastic. They're working out. I'm not taking anything away from like that type of thing. I think that if it's that or nothing, that is 100 times. That's obviously better. Right. Yes. But I wonder, I'm like, man, I see, and this is not just at my gym. These are at gyms everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen it everywhere. These people, and it's like, well, they're in here 3 days a week or more, and they're doing workout, CrossFit style workouts. Why are they gaining weight? Or why are they there? Why is their weight the same? Why are they not leaner? What's the rub here, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And it's, you know, it's a few things. And I think that one of it is they're during the actual workouts they're doing, there's probably a lack of intensity. They may not want to admit it or whatever, but compare that to in a class. There's no coachings. There's nobody.
No counting.
There's no.
Yeah. No count, whatever the word is.
Yeah. Accountability. Yeah. Nobody's making sure their squats are low enough. Nobody's making sure their movements are appropriate, whatever. And they, you know, they push themselves. But the other point is they're not getting in this additional 20 to 30 minutes of low intensity movement in the warm up.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's the biggest contributing factor. You know, they get in there, they do some like whatever, maybe roll out a little, maybe kind of like get your body ready, get your joints ready, and you hit the workout. But you skip that whole 20 to 30 minutes of they're not doing their zone two training. That's a problem.
I was just going to say, it's come full circle. It's like they're not doing their now referred to as zone two portion of the workout.
Which is why if you're writing a program, mm-hmm. if you're whatever Invictus or whoever, mm-hmm. and you're writing this pro and or Misfits, and you're writing this program you're selling to people, at some point they realize that. Like, oh. These people, they're not doing that. We got to write in. Oh, you got to do 30 minutes of zone two training on your rest days.
Yeah.
Because they realize that people just aren't getting that.
Yeah. I remember like, I haven't done one of those programs like that in a long time. And also like, shouldn't have been doing it anyways, because I didn't have time for it.
Yeah.
And I was trying to jam in like a professional's level of training in like, in like an hour and a half. You know what I mean?
It's just
so stupid. But like, that's what, like, at one point you're getting in this like weird place when you do CrossFit that you think that you're like better than the average Joe in class. And you think you have to do this extra work when it's like, no, you don't.
And I talked about this on the last show.
Even when I was competing in CrossFit, like,
yeah,
it was more just like the when I was doing those like big name program stuff, I was not any better than when I was just like, when like I was doing like, you know, another program, like let's say even like Charlie that was writing yeah. for us, or we would just do random shit. There was yeah. no difference.
And here's something else. Those of you that think that I'm talking my ass and don't know what I'm talking about. All right. Here's some things that I don't talk about very often just because I don't see the point, right? Like you don't need to brag or whatever's going on.
Mm-hmm.
But I have coached multiple athletes at the CrossFit Games.
Mm-hmm.
Right. I've coached a girl, got third. She's a master's woman, got third 2 years in a row. And I wrote programming for her. There's a guy who got a third place. We're tied for third, and I'm getting fourth. Another year had a torn rotator cuff, got 10th, right? I have placed people. I've coached and done programming for people that got them on the podium
mm-hmm.
for the CrossFit Games. So it's not, I'm not
and
just.
And the Team CK regional team that was one spot away from the games.
One spot that.
Dan did all the programming for that.
Yeah. Jason Kalipa, NorCal, when he was on the NorCal team.
Yeah. Miranda.
They
beat us in like, yeah.
they got the third place spot. Our team got the fourth. And I wrote the programming for this team for the 6 months leading up to it or whatever.
And I was right. Yeah. And Rose was on that team.
Rose on that team. Yeah.
I was an alternate on that team. Thank God no one got hurt.
Yeah. Dude. So it's. So it's not like I'm just some asshole. I'm definitely some asshole if you're talking, but you get the point. It's not like I have no idea what I'm talking about and don't know what it would take to get some of the next level or whatever. Like, I've done it, mm-hmm. right? I just don't talk about it because it doesn't matter. It's anyway, it's here's another thing about that too, is I also see it anecdotally with myself. I talked about this on the last show a little bit, the one that got heated. It was that I'm 38 years old. I've been doing CrossFit since 2007, right? What I do right now is I do the class at my gym 4 days a week, sometimes three to 4 days a week, right? That's it. Never more than that. And I'm hitting PRs in named workouts, in like major workouts. I'm hitting PRs at this age. And what's why? I'm not training now. For the last like 5 years, I was doing like 2 to 3 workouts a week. So yeah, I'm training more now than I was then. But prior to that, what about the, explain to me the 10 years prior to that, right? Yeah. And when I was younger than I am now, and I didn't come into, it's not like I came into CrossFit from sitting on the couch being a fucking slob. I wrestled, and then I was coaching wrestling and working at a gym, and I would still like wrestle with the team and practice with the team a little bit. Like, I had like some decent, and I was running 5Ks, you know, like turkey trots and shit. Mm-hmm. I had some base level of like fitness starting CrossFit.
So yeah.
It's not like it took me 15 years to get to this point.
No. Yeah. Yeah.
Right. And you know what I'm doing is I'm doing the classes.
We also, I mean, like, yeah, there's to be fair, like that just man. Means that you guys, you know, got good programming and have a good structure. Now, not every gym has good programming, unfortunately.
Sure.
That's, you know, I'm not saying like
Centaur program.
I just think, you know, some gyms aren't as like some members aren't as fortunate to have like a more structured, better
sure
programming. You know, so there's people that are going to suffer at that gym, and that's going to happen, right? But I think the majority of gyms out there, I would assume, have like good structured programming that the people just need to be doing.
Yeah.
And not worrying about all this other extra bullshit.
Yeah.
And it's all this like this weird, it's this weird dynamic of like feeling, just wanting to feeling like the want and feeling of being like better than the other people. It's just like, it's undefeated. It's in everything, right? Like people just like, it's the heavy RX guy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's the lying on the fucking whiteboard guy. It's all this like bullshit. Like there's a lot of problems that come with CrossFit that has nothing to do with CrossFit. It just comes with human nature.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
CrossFit exposes it.
And CrossFit exposes it because it's competitive, and it's very kind of like the whole kind of structure of CrossFit is kind of like very open and in your face, and like like we're showing you what's happening.
Puke the clown.
You know what I mean? It's like, you know, in bodybuilding program, you're not seeing what's on somebody's phone, you know what they're doing in the gym. You don't know what the workout is, you don't know what their workout is.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So you don't know. Or in CrossFit, everybody's doing the same thing.
Yep.
So then that brings in this whole new element of like, okay, like that guy looks like that. I don't know what he's doing. You know, I don't know what his program is, but it's like, oh, me and Jimmy are doing the same thing. You know, he's way ahead of me. I got to like shave 20 reps off these pushups and get in front of him.
Yeah.
Or you're not having that problem in like a Globo gym.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I don't know where I'm going with that even now, but I'm saying CrossFit exposes a lot of like weird tweaks that people have.
I think what you're going for is people think that they need something else.
They need something
more. And it's the common thing here. It's like, well, obviously, I need to get on a different program. It's this, whatever. If I want to get better results, I need to follow a different plan. I need to follow a different program. People like to look for the solution everywhere, but inside themselves. Mm-hmm. The truth is, if you want to get better results, let's look at your entire life. How many hours are you sleeping at night?
What are you eating?
What is your, do you have, like, what's your room like at night when you are sleeping? Is it fucking, did like bright in there? Do you have like lights everywhere? Are you sleeping with the fucking, you know, CNN or Fox News on, stressing your ass out all night?
You got two dogs in your bed.
You got two. Oh, and then it's, what are you eating? That's exactly like, how much water are you drinking? Right. And people want to always like look to, I need to take these supplements. I need to start following this different program. I got news for
you.
They
want to buy their way into success and like separate themselves from the class, which is like what they got into and what brought them there.
Yeah.
It's just so weird, right?
It's
strange. Like the class is what brought them.
But you know what you see now that we've come full circle since we've been open since 2008 at the gym? Is you get these people and they do the classes, then they start doing open gym or competitive training. And then you know what happens? After another 5 years, they're backing the classes,
mm-hmm.
you know, and I'm having me too. I did the same thing, but you know, I did some of my own a little bit. And then, you know what I realized, like, oh man, actually the class, like that's where it's at. And The truth is, man, the programming isn't your problem. That's not why you're not getting the results that you maybe want.
Yes.
You know, I can tell you with 90% of the time.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. The I would say even higher.
I was going to say I went down.
Yeah.
I was going to say 99.
Because there is those people that have the time.
You got to move seven.
You got to move seven. There are those people though, that have the time and have the desire to, you know, try and compete in a sport where you need more volume. Because obviously,
sure.
More volume, if you're doing everything else right, is going to benefit you.
Right.
Right. Like doing a couple workouts over a few hours.
Yeah.
Doing like some strength specific stuff for like, you know, there's obviously other reasons to do the, but 95 to 99% of the people don't need to be doing that.
Well, it's the actual competition weekend, right? So like I did the age group qualifiers, right? So I made it in the open. I was within, by the way, I have zero desire to like do any of this stuff. I did the opening to be good for the gym, and I did the age group qualifier because Dean told me good for the brand. And so the open, whatever, I made the 10%, did the age group qualifier, and I finished in the top 20% in during the age group qualifier. So what's that? What's 20% of 10%? What's that, two? So the top 2%, so I'm the 2% fittest people in the world in my age group. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I do the class at the gym 4 days a week. That's it, man. That's it. Like, it's not, it's.
Yeah, you're not having to do so-and-so's comp program.
But what I will say, what made me get into that originally with the age group qualifiers is I did all those workouts. I did okay. Wish I would have done a little better in some of them, but some I was fine with. Point is, at the end of that weekend, like during the workouts, I was actually fine. Like even the last, you know, you do these four workouts and puts five scores in 48 hours. Even the last one, I felt fine doing it. I didn't feel like the previous day was dragging mass down. But Monday rolls around, felt like I got hit by a train, man. Mm-hmm. You know, because I did an entire week's worth of exercise in 48 hours. Like what would normally be an entire week for me in that time?
Yeah.
So if your goal is to be a competitor, and if you want to go to the CrossFit Games, you're going to do these local comps. We were doing four or five workouts in a day.
Yeah, you got to get adjusted to that volume.
You got to get adjusted to that volume. So, yeah, there is a time for double days or maybe even like three in a day and things like that. Mm-hmm. Not every day, but occasionally just to adapt to that particular thing.
For sure.
But if that's not the goal.
And then you're not even competing.
Then
I know people that are doing those crazy programs that weren't even competing.
Yeah.
It's like, dude, what are you doing?
I'm trying to get in better shape, dude. I'm training.
Well, you're not, but you look like you just walked in here a month ago, but you've been doing these shitty workouts with this extreme program.
You got Cheeto stains on your underwear.
It's just like, no, this is, the program isn't your thing. It's the heavy RX guy. It's the weight vest and the workout guy.
You scale up to make it
easier. Scale up to make it easier. So you stay in zone two and have an excuse.
That's it.
Like you wear the vest in the workout. That's a body weight workout so everybody else is doing this body weight workout, man. Right? You're like, oh man, the coach programmed a body weight air squat, Tabata squats and Tabata push-ups and Tabata sit-ups. I'm going vest.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, so you can slow the fuck down.
Yeah, that way you can do less reps.
Yeah, yeah, and lower your heart rate.
Yeah.
After everybody kicks your fucking ass, you can say, well, I had the vest on.
No, and no one's even going to say anything about kicking her ass because they're looking at him going, oh man, look at this dude's wearing it. He's doing this with a vest on? Motherfucker's crazy.
Most of them are saying that, but then the people that know are like, yeah, dude's just a pussy. That's why he wore the vest.
Exactly. That's what's going on. Right. And I think that wraps it up.
That wraps it up.
There we go. Gasage Cappuccino. Today's edition is a player haters ball. Zone two training is for Jabron. Well, actually, zone two training is fantastic.
It's for everybody, but let's just call it what it is.
Move seven.
Move seven. Keep moving. Live an active lifestyle.
Active lifestyle crew. Keep going.
Keep going.
Keep moving.
Keep moving.
GSC.
Stay moving.
Stay moving.
Do it moving.
Stay sharp.
Do it moving.
Do it moving.
All right.